It's time right now here on Prophecy Today for us to take a look at the book. On Prophecy Today weekend, I spoke with Brannon House about his Worldview Weekend Conference in Branson, Missouri. I had the privilege of addressing the conference on Friday night, and we talked about what is going on as it relates to the revival of the Roman Empire. I have a brand new DVD documentary, as we've already mentioned. It's entitled Rome Rising. Go to our website, prophecytoday.com, and there you can get your copy. And so thus, with this thought in mind, I would like to take a moment to share with you how you and I can develop a proper worldview. But first, let me look at the reports coming in from our broadcast partners and the conversations that we had with them. Ken Timmerman talked about Russia ordering exercises as the Ukraine moved some of its troops against the Russian separatists. We went to the Middle East. David Dolan talked about the unity deal that has come together, unifying Hamas and Fatah. Was this a plan by the Palestinians to get rid of the peace process, and what is Israel going to do? Looks like the Prime Minister has suspended the talks, but he indeed is leaving the door open for future talks. Dr. Rob Congdon, he covers the European Union for us. We talked about the visit by Vice President Biden to the Ukraine, where he then had a press conference and he warned Russia to stop doing what they're doing and start doing what they should be doing. Also, we talked about Tony Blair. He's the peace envoy for the Middle East. And we talked about the fact that Tony Blair is calling for all world leaders to fight radical Islam. Don't worry about some of these other events that are happening. Betty Davis is an expert on dinosaurs. We talked about the T-Rex dinosaur, the bones of this T-Rex dinosaur being moved across the country and being put on display in Washington, D.C. Talk about the fact that indeed somebody said this dinosaur was 66 million years old. Betty will contradict that with his understanding of God's word. And then we had David James of David James Reports. And he talked about this gathering in Jerusalem. He was actually in Jerusalem. There's going to be a gathering. It's being co-sponsored by Promise Keepers and Jonathan Kahn, who's the author of The Harbinger. Well, we'll have those broadcast partners available for you to listen to if you missed any of the conversations that I had with them. You can find those conversations at prophecytoday.com, Prophecy Today Radio Network, PTRN. It's radio when you want it, when it's convenient for you to be able to listen to it. And do tell a friend about what is going on. Now, if you will, allow me to help you understand how each and every one of us need to develop a worldview and also how to go about doing it. First, let me illustrate what I'm talking about. When we talked with Ken Timmerman, we talked about geopolitical events unfolding, Russia and the Ukraine. You could go to Ezekiel chapter 38 and verse 2 and read about Russia, who was there referred to as Magog. We talked about Syria and what's happening there. Daniel 11:40 mentions the king of the north, which is indeed Syria. And then we talked about the war on Christians. That would be Revelation chapter 6, verses 9 to 11. David Dolan giving us our Middle East news update. We talked about Hamas and Fatah pulling together a unity deal. Ezekiel chapter 35, verses 5 and 10 talk about the Palestinian people coming together, killing the Jews, and then stealing their land. With my conversation with Dr. Rob Congdon, we talked about Tony Blair. He said radical Islam needs to be dealt with. When you look at Ezekiel 38, Daniel 11, and Psalm 83, you can see the major players who will form a coalition against the Jewish state of Israel are made up of the Islamic world. That's the lowest common denominator. And of course, Buddy Davis talking about T-Rex, 66 million years old, Genesis chapter 1, you take it literally. And T-Rex, or any other dinosaur, was created on the sixth day of creation, making dinosaurs dating back about 6,000 years. Well, this is the practical application of a biblical worldview. Now, here's how to develop your own worldview. You need to take God's word literally. 2 Timothy chapter 3 and verse 16 says, all scripture is given by God. It's inspired. It's breathed into some 40 men over 1,500 years writing these 66 books. It is a literal word from God. And Jesus is the creator. Colossians 1:16, Exodus 20, verse 11, talks about the fact that he created everything in 6 days, that record in Genesis chapter 1. You know, Jesus Christ established human government, and he has used it down through the ages. Now, this is another aspect of understanding how you develop a world view. Genesis 9:6 says, God brought the institution of human government into existence. Examples of him using human government would be the Babylonian captivity, 2 Chronicles 36, Rome destroying the city of Jerusalem and devastating the temple, which was talked about by Jesus, Luke 21, verse 24. And Revelation 17:17 says, in the future, God will use human government to fulfill his will. The Lord is allowing Satan to control the political leaders of this world. That would be Daniel chapter 11, verse 13 and verse 16, as he talks about demonic demons taking control of political leaders. You know, through the Jewish prophets, we can come to an understanding of the end time scenario. In the book of Daniel, we read about what God's plan is for the Gentiles in the last days. The Jewish people have a prophetic book as well. That's the book of Ezekiel. And Revelation tells us what's going to happen as it relates to the Christian. These three books giving us information about the three members of the human family. Knowledge of Bible prophecy will explain current events to you and to me. It'll help us understand future events. And indeed, it will give us the understanding of the Lord's plan for each member of the human family for all that is going to unfold in the last days. We all need a biblical, prophetic worldview. In order to be able to do that, take God's word literally, study God's word, come to an understanding of the prophetic passages that lay down a prophetic scenario for the end times, and you then will be able to understand why world leaders are doing what they're doing in these days. You'll have the proper worldview. I tell you this, in your worldview, you have to include the fact that the rapture of the church is going to take place. When Jesus shouts, the archangel plays his trumpet, and he shouts as well, we're all going to be caught up to be with Jesus Christ in the air. That's called the rapture of the church. And that's the next event in God's calendar of activities. There's not one prophetic event that must happen before he calls us up to be with him. The rapture of the church, that's next. And basically, having said that, nothing left for me to say, except let's keep looking up until...